Blog Talk Radio.
You're in the right place, vibratingelevate.com. I work with you? Hey, this is Miss Latoya Bird, acting silly in the studio, along with Miss D. Marie, and we're in the building. Talking about the things that your career garden has survived and how to water your talent at work. What's really going on, family, in the workplace? We're here to talk about it, pull them weeds out of the garden, and just really get ready for an awesome, awesome blooming season, this career season, actually. So get ready to rumble. It's March Madness. You're getting ready for Meditation Mondays tomorrow, you know, following up with the show. So if you are having some issues with your career garden, no worries. We're going to meditate about it on Monday, tomorrow. So we thank you for those that have been supporting us and being a part of the meditation on Monday, our Meditation Madness. And we just want to say thank you and peace and blessings, love and light to you. And prosperity and abundance and all that cup runneth over. So thanks again, and thank you to everyone. Yes, Z. Marie?
Yes, I'm in the building.
Oh, okay. Oh, since you're in the building, thanks for being here. Thank you for being here. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to bring to the stage right now Miss Z. Marie, coming to you live from Chi-Town. On the Vibrate and Elevate. We want to thank you, Z. Marie, for that awesome guided meditation intro from last week, kind of Monday. It was dope, and I really appreciate it. Thank you. I listened to it several times, and so did a few other of our supporters. So thank you. And that brings me to tonight. Now, all of us have had some situations, some crazy behind situations at work. And I want you to take a moment to think about all the crazy stuff that you survived at work in the past, and that you may even be going through something right now. You actually might be in the ICU, you know, in the career garden area. That's intensive career unit. So you might be suffering some things right now. We want to help basically coach you back to health and get you back at a healthy, you know, career position where you're prospering. So we're going to talk about why it's important to deal with conflict at work. And then we're going to give you some examples of some ish that we done been through, okay? Z. Marie, I'm getting some feedback. I don't know if you hear that.
Yes. No, I don't hear any feedback. I hear the goodness you're talking about.
Oh, the goodness of the goodness. Come on.
Is it better now? Is it the same?
It's better. It's better. Okay. Thank you. So the reason why it's important for you to deal with conflict at work, because conflict at work just turns into so much stuff. It turns into so much negative things. So many negative things can stem from you having problems at work. And a lot of times, Z. Marie, I think that we're really in conflict about our careers internally. because there are so many people not doing what they want. And I was trying to research some stats for you guys. I may be able to pull some up real quick. But I want you to think about how many people you know that aren't doing what they want to do and how is that affecting their lifestyle. So sometimes when we think about career, we think about, oh, I just want to do this so I can get this amount of cash. But in all actuality, your heart, your passion may not really be into it. And then it creates an area of lack in your life. And so then you're dealing with imbalances. So conflicts lead to stress. Stress leads to health problems. Stress leads to unhealthy relationships in other areas outside of work. And I'm going to give you an example of that really quick just to help explain why it is important to deal with conflict at work and come up with some conflict resolution tactics. When I was younger, Z Marie, my mom, I just, you know, the scenario and the stereotype of the angry black woman. So I didn't quite understand that when I was younger, but I knew my mama was always like a little bit upset. And I was like, what is she mad at? Every time she comes home, something ain't right. This ain't right. And I'm like, I did everything on the list. And this went on for years. This went on for years. I'm like, I'll wash the dishes. And she's like, the phone cord jumbled up. This, that, why the pillow over here? Just every little thing, right? And then one day I just had an epiphany. She came home and she was yelling and everything, and I was waiting for it too. I was like, you know, I can't wait till she get home. I'm washing the dishes while she coming in. It's all staged now. Washing the dishes, my back turned to her, washing dishes, and she going at it. And I just turn around and I say to her, I look her in the face, and I said, you know what? I'm not those white people at your job. And she just paused, like she was just shocked, and she just stared at me, and she started laughing, and I started laughing, and then that's the day that we became friends. Now, my whole, teenage years, I'm like, why is this woman so angry? And I realized it had nothing to do with me. It had everything to do with her frustrations at the job, the frustrations about working so hard, and maybe frustrations about being a single parent. You know, all these things are, those emotional imbalances trickle down to our relationships and who we are and how we interact with people. And so that day is the day that, like, we became friends. Because it was like, that was the ultimate icebreaker. Like, it broke the ice. And I just was able to open up and say, you know, you come in here every day yelling and screaming about something that I didn't even do. And so, you know, I'm mindful of that now. I'm mindful to make sure I'm not having displaced, you know, anger, bitterness about one thing and moving it over to another area, another person, another place, another thing, when it really should be dealt with. And so this is why, you know, dealing with issues on your job is important, especially if you're human, because you're going to interact with other people at some level. And you don't want to bring, you know, work home. You don't want to bring home to work. These areas are different. However, you are the common thread. So what we want to do to help you remain whole is understand that conflicts are things that you are supposed to endure and go through. When things do not feel good, it is a great time to pause and just take it in so that you can be consciously aware of what's going on around you. That's AKA being proactive, you know, versus being just popping off and being reactive. Okay. When you really, you know, could have reserved your energy. Mind you, this sounds all nice right now. But when Sally or Joe or Supervisor Mike is like, you know, in your face, we understand that the situation could be quite different. But if you practice this, you know, subtly, eventually you'll be able to master, you know, dealing with conflicts. And I myself am not perfect. Actually, I'm working on my communication skills, and it deals with conflict resolution and understanding how to communicate more effectively in a positive manner and getting the desired results that I want. And so this also relates to conflict resolution at work. And one of the things that can help you also is being goal-oriented. That's going to be one of my go-tos for almost anything that I touch. Because if you stay goal-oriented, that is your accountability, like, whip. Uh-uh, that ain't got nothing to do with what you're trying to do. Leave it alone. Don't go left, don't go right. Stay right here, because this is you going this way. And so with being goal-oriented and just knowing that you're going to go through, you know, some problems will help you along the way. That actually, those are your armor pieces. You know, you hear about put on the full armor. Yes, because if you don't do it before you leave the house, you might slip up at the lip, at the mouth, real quick, real easy. Like, and you ain't even mean to at work. And so, some of you may be thinking about issues that you've gone through at work because of these actual things that somebody heard you say something. Or you were so hot and bothered that you sent the email anyway. You wrote that thing so fast, and you just was like, I'm going to press, where to enter, send, you know? And before you got a chance to take a breath and breathe and then think about, wait a minute, how is this going to affect my ultimate goal, you know? And so, and make sure you're not, you know, having displaced anger. And if you stay goal-oriented, these are some of the things that align up for you, all right, team? And we definitely don't want you to, you know, introduce more stress in your life, introduce more health issues, and introduce more unhealthy relationships in your life. And according to statistics, Monday is the top most ranked, like it's 5 stars on the heart attack. On the heart attack Richter scale, between the hours of 6 and 9, these are when the majority of heart attacks happen. And Z Marie, do you know why? Do you have any idea why that might be? Any idea?
I can only think that after chilling for 2 days, which ain't shit, you pissed off and it's already assignment waiting on you at your desk. And why you in the bathroom? While you're in the bathroom getting ready, you just, your heart say, I can't do it again.
Let me give you applause for that, because you hit it on the head. So we got a call on, in the studio. I'm going to open up this line. Hopefully I can get them on the line. I need to know, what's the craziest thing that you've survived at work? Peace and blessing, caller. Your last 4 digits are 4525. Can you state your name and your craziest, like, job survival incident?
Hey, y'all. This is Crystal, a.k.a. Chrissy Raps You. So my craziest thing at work would be, like, every day is crazy. And I could totally relate to what you guys are talking about as far as, you know, you having that anxiety and everything on Monday. Like, I got this thing on my desk that says, Mondays hate you too. Like, Mondays, people regret or hate Mondays because they hate their job. They hate the stuff that go on at their job. They hate their supervisor. They actually hate their coworkers. It ain't really the people that probably serve at their job. It's the people that they work with. And so, you know, it just be drama going on. And so I would say the craziest thing that happened at work would be this older lady who supposedly was, like, you know, all into the church, so spiritual, so motivated and uplifting. She kind of, like, clowned me. She got on me because, for one, at the time I was pregnant. And, you know, when you're pregnant, some certain things blow up, like your breasts or whatever. And so I had this dress on, very long to my ankles, but the top was a little bit revealing. I had a sweater on at the time. And her comment was, don't come in here with all that. Hold on. I didn't come in here for you, really. And you know what I mean? She had to, like, later on, she came back and apologized that she was personally going through some things. And when I came in at the time that she had just found out some whatever news, what was going on. And she just took it out on me. So that was, like, really one of the craziest things that ever happened that I could think of, like, top of my head as far as a coworker is concerned. But, yeah, man, people be having heart attacks. They hate their job because they got, like you say, the 2 days and shit. They got to come to work on Monday and listen to all the drama. Sometimes people attack you before you even clock in. They're like, okay, this got to go on.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Let me get my dollars first before you even get me to working. But that's why my goal, you know what I mean, really is to just hustle and grind. So I do not have to work. I don't want to work for anyone anymore. I want to have my own freedom to do whatever I want and sustain income, you know what I mean, to be comfortable. I ain't trying to be Donald Trump and wealthy and all that, you know, just whatever. I'm just really just right now just trying to be look comfortable with my kids and we can have some freedoms to do whatever, you know what I mean, whatever we want to do. And help my people, too.
Awesome.
Help out some people out here in the community, you know what I mean? That's what I want to do.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And shout out to all the single moms that are also business owners. I don't know if this is a word, but I'm going to call it mamapreneur. The mom entrepreneurs, the single mom entrepreneurs out there, they go hard. You hear me? They got heart, they got stamina, and they got a goal. They got something that they're trying to reach. They got a reason why. And I'm happy that Chrissy Raps is doing that in the streets out here in our community. Shouts out to Good News Ghouls. Shouts out to anybody doing business in Ghouls, good business in Ghouls. I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you so much on sharing. Sister Girl, no, she didn't. Interaction at work. Z Marie, I have some questions or maybe some comments for you to add to. I want to know how you feel about how to water your talents at work. Where did that come from? Because I know you came up with that title for us.
Yeah, so basically some conflict in every area of our life is unavoidable. So we are going to have that side-eye moment at work that Chrissy was just telling us about. Thanks, Chrissy, for that. But in order to water your talent, this is what keeps you sane. This is what hopefully keeps you on the, you know, other side of a heart attack. So what is important to me is if you are a creative person, and we all are, for you to bring creativity to your job. So when you see a stack of papers on your desk, when you got some stuff in the queue, in the database waiting on you, you let your creativity kick in. You say, okay, how can I do this in an efficient way? How can I do this in a Z Marie way? How can I do this in a Miss LaToya Butterfly Bird way? So you bring not only your own creativity to it, but you also bring your personality to it, if you will. And so by way of story, someone was telling me, I know them, they're my friend, they're a visual artist. And so they always have two jobs. And so what Chrissy was saying earlier, I want to be able to maneuver. I want to not just pay my bills, but I want to enjoy my life, which is a beautiful freaking goal. This person I know, they have two jobs plus they're artists. So they really got three jobs. And her first job is her being a teacher. Her second job was at Macy's. And so even though she's just a regular, salesperson at Macy's, because she's a visual artist, what she told them is, you know, the way that we're setting up the clothes and the way that we're setting up the purses is actually not pretty. You know, we just throwing them up there. And so she actually worked with the, whoever the visual floor designer is to redesign how they were setting up things. And because they liked her eye for detail, you know, because the person who was in that role valued it, they had her do other areas until she ended up doing all the other departments in the store. And
wow.
So got paid more money for that or not actually doesn't matter, because guess what? When she went to work, she was excited about going to that job because she was bringing
Thank
her
you.
Creativity to it, because she was watering her talent when she got there versus just, you know, ringing up, you know, items. And so that is a perfect example of how you, at the end of the day, need to be you regardless. And so I want to encourage people to do that in whatever way makes sense for you, because obviously everybody, you know, not necessarily change something like that. It's kind of a drastic, you know, thing that she was able to do. But trust me and believe me when I say you can't approach your work in a way that is more healthy and that is more fun. You can.
Mm-hmm.
You absolutely can. And that's what creativity is. At the end of the day, creativity is problem solving. So if you feel like your job and not liking your job is a problem, use some of your creativity to solve that just a little bit, you know?
Right.
So yeah, that's what's up.
And the way,
yeah,
that is what's up. The way you get back to your divine creativity, you do need to do these Monday Madness meditations that we provide for you. They help you recenter yourself, because sometimes we get so busy with a job, we get so busy with the short-term responsibilities that we can't even see, we can't even get a good view or a good look at what it is that we came to the planet to do, like our purpose. And so, Z Marie, I want to add on to what you just said by saying this. There are some secrets to side eye, all right? First of all, you want to do your side eye very subtly. And when you do your side eye, this is giving you a moment to breathe, because you're having an epiphany at this moment. You just realized something dramatic, like, oh, no, they didn't. Or, oh, my gosh, I can bring this to the table. Or, oh, my goodness, I can do that so much better. How can I strategize to make sure I present my ideas? So when you do the side eye, don't do an empty side eye. Don't waste your energy like that. When you do the side eye, it needs to be a moment of reflection, because that's what you really need to be doing during the side eye. And the reflection needs to be quickly redirected on you and how you are going to be a part of your own solution and how you're going to be a part of the bigger solution at work. And let me tell you, when you master this, you're going to be doing a lot of side eyes, because people are going to notice the flawlessness of how you move, the flow of how you move, because now problems don't even faze you. Problems just are like puzzles for you to solve.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think we need to find power in that, and that's how we survive conflict. We look at it, okay, this is a puzzle. How do I get through it? And
yeah.
Just as I'm sure you ladies on the line can agree, just as sure as you figure out one puzzle, what's going to happen? Another puzzle coming. And guess what? It's going to look nothing like the puzzle that you had before. And if it does resemble, you know, a previous puzzle, it's easy. And so that brings me to this. The secret to the side eye is to take a moment of reflection for yourself to regroup, figure out how can I put myself in a solution position, in the position to bring a solution. And then the other secret to the side eye is not to take this stuff so personal. In that one split second that you give the death ray, because that's what happens in the side eye, all right? I was told this, well, a week ago, somebody said, when you do the side eye, it's like the death ray, like your eyes are, you know, burning holes in whatever you're looking at. So when you do that, that's your moment, that split second to let it go. Don't
mm-hmm.
take it personal. It ain't that heavy. Just like Chrissy in your example with the older lady, you ain't pop off on her. But she knew she was
sure
out of line. You know, and this happened to me at one of my first jobs when I was working at Homestead Middle School. A black lady, older lady, a Christian lady, you know, she always talked about dressing professional and being professional, but she was zero professional. and I had workman's comp. Praise the Lord on that. Yes, so I had workman's comp. I got injured. Do you know she had the nerve to call me and say, well, you ain't better yet? Because my job was 10 months. And, right, my job was 10 months. However, the injury happened right at the end of the year when we're doing inventory and everything, and I got tendonitis on my elbow. And so just because my workman's comp rolled out the whole summer, she calling me every week, talking about, you ain't feeling better yet? Excuse me, that's not professional.
Oh, kind of nerve.
Well, yeah. It's just your elbow. No, my checks is rolling right. Thank you. I'll give you a call when the physical therapist says that I can come back. It wasn't my fault I came back right when school started. So listen, yes, the side.
What's even a supervisor?
Let me tell you something. She was the administrative assistant, which meant.
Oh, gosh.
Thank you. All she did was make file.
Yeah,
okay, whatever.
Right.
My whole point.
White out, like, whatever.
Right. My whole point was I didn't take it that seriously. I remembered it, but I didn't take it that seriously because when I got back to work, she was retired and she was gone. And if I would have spent so much energy, you know, into like, no, she didn't. Like,
yeah,
that would have just been a waste. And so when you do the side eye, it's a small moment for you to reflect on you. How can you reposition yourself in this situation to be a part of the solution? And it's also a moment of reflection for you to let it go. You took it in. You know, it got your attention. It got your antennas up. But think about what's bigger than the try. Think about what's bigger than the potential beef and move on. Because I guarantee you, as soon as you start thinking about your goals, Z Marie and Chrissy, as soon as you start thinking about, you know, the places that you want to be and the places that you are actually going, it makes those little things become even smaller. And you become your own accountability partner. And then this is how the leader in you begins to grow and develop even more. So, ladies and gentlemen, if your career garden isn't quite surviving that well, we know it is now. We done brought you back to life on the resurrection tip here on the Vibrate and Elevate show. We want to thank you for tuning in because these are vital things. This also is correlating with your personality, who you are, your character. And you can grow and change and evolve into the person that you really want to be. You can raise your frequency and raise your vibration to be better than what you were yesterday. And so to the queens on the line, I want to say thank you. I have to give a few shout-outs before I go, and then Z Marie, Chris, you guys can close it out with anything that you want to add to. Shouts out to Raw Juice up in Aventura. Shouts out to Old Dirty Bastard for inspiring me and my vegan run sometimes to create something called an Old Dirty Berry. Shouts out to Jackson Soul Food in Overtown. Shouts out to Goddess Factory. Thank you for my free gifts. Shouts out to Unconquered Minds and Service Group for what they're doing in the community. And you ladies, take it away.
I'd like to give a shout out to the Most High, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I love you. what else? just to my kids and to everybody that's out there, you know, out there on their grind trying to better themselves and their families. Keep at it, you know what I mean? There's always light at the end of the tunnel. It might seem gloomy right now, you might be, you know, seem like you're off track, but you just keep at it, you just keep going, and you'll see your prize at the end. So that's my word to all the kings and queens out there, just to keep pushing.
Yes, peace. And in the words of Whitley, relax, relate, release. That's all I got to say. Relax, relate, and release.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for vibrating and elevating with us. Be sure to check us out on vibrateandelevate.com for our Monday meditation, our Monday meditation madness. We're going to be meditating about workplace success. All right, we see you next week. Same place, same time. We appreciate you. Peace. get information. All right. Thanks, everyone.
Y'all haters, corny.
Oh, wait, let me switch this up real quick. This is for everybody. We leaving all the old stuff behind. All right?
Yeah.
So instead of saying, you know, I don't mess with you, just realize you work with the people. All right? I work with you. You, Marie, I love working with you. Okay. Remakes in the building. I work with you. I'm working with you.
We so crazy.
Shout out to Valerie for helping us out, helping us upgrade the website. Soon come, soon come. All right, Z, I'm out. Peace.